What is happening out there, beer geeks? Nice to be back in the studio with you guys.
Yeah, actually in the studio.
Yeah.
Not at Hangar anymore.
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
At Hangar. We
Not
took
that
a week off.
Wrong with that.
We took a week off, and now we're back in the studio for some more Beer Geek Radio. And before I get too far ahead of myself, I'll let you everyone know. My name's Brad. I'm your host.
And this is your co-host, Steven.
And this is Chris over in the corner.
We're sitting on a round table. I guess we're all in a corner.
Yeah.
Nobody puts the beer geeks in a corner. Nobody.
No one.
Not even ourselves.
So as you heard me, all three of us just pointed out that we were at Hangar on our last episode in which their double IPA was crowned a gold medalist in our second annual double IPA tournament.
Again.
Yeah, second year running. I'm very proud of that. We have a fun episode that kind of is in a similar vein. It's a tournament-style episode, and there's a very special reason we're going to do this. The name of this episode is Can You Spot the Craft?
Ooh, I'm kind of, not kind of, I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this.
No, okay, I am too, a little bit.
We're leaving ourselves vulnerable and open to look really bad and foolish here, and I'm kind of okay with that just because it's fun to do this. Mm-hmm. But the reason we're doing this is kind of an important one. We've always said that we like to stress the importance of beer in a glass or
and
a bottle.
The label.
And not focus on the label and, you know, the perceptions and biases that come with that. That's the point of the tournament that we do. And so we're going to put a very fun spin on that. And the name Can You Spot the Craft is exactly that. We're going to leave the room as we would in a tournament-style setting, and we're going to come back. There's going to be two beers of the exact same style. One is made by a reputable craft brewery. One is made by the big boys. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see where the differences really lie and if we can pick them out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. I know the beers. I won't know what's A and B. My radio mates here, Chris and Steven, have no idea what the beers are, the style is. They know nothing.
We're completely in the dark, which is what makes me super nervous. Yeah.
The only thing we'll know when we come back is what it smells like and what it looks like.
Everything is fair game here, I do want to say. It doesn't matter what style it is. We're not going to – it's basically anything goes. And that's what makes this fun. So I can't wait to get underway. And one final note I want to say why we're doing this is because we've kind of taken some flack a little bit that maybe – you know, certain beers won that shouldn't have won. Certain beers were in the tournament that might not have, you know, they didn't belong. Well, we say rubbish.
Yeah. Well, that's putting it pretty mildly. What we say off the air is a
Poppycock.
Lot more accurate to our feelings towards you.
Yeah. So we really are set out to prove really what the difference is between these two beers and if there really is one. So the idea here will be to find out if the three of us can spot the craft.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in just a moment with beer and some hilarity, I would imagine, would ensue. So we'll see you guys in just a few. Welcome back to Can You Spot the Craft? We're back with beer, and this is eerily familiar to me.
Yeah, this seems like we've done this before.
Recently.
Yeah, not like a long time ago either.
It's probably just deja vu.
We
should just
be.
Get over it.
Yeah. I'll bet you something. I'll bet you right now the smells aren't going to be deja vu.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as we said, the premise is simple. We have two beers here, and one is craft, one is the big boys. We have to spot which one's which, and potentially even if we're good, name the styles. As I said, I know what two beers are here. I just don't know which one's A and B. So I'm going to have not as much fun as them, but almost as much.
Well, you'll have fun. Yeah, you'll have fun watching
this flounder.
You don't know
flounder. Which
one is
which.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, apparently you know the beer, but you don't know what's in front of you.
Right. I don't know.
You
don't know
which
a,
one is which.
I don't know which one's which. All I have to go off of is the same thing you guys do. So, like I told you guys, the rules are simple. You guys can look at it. You can smell it.
Yeah.
You can taste it. You can whatever.
Can figure
but
it.
That's about it. So go ahead. And we don't have to keep this as formal as we normally would, for tournament style. If you guys want to go in whatever order, you can. It doesn't really matter.
So Steven and I didn't even know the style going in, but one whiff on this beer, I can tell you what the style is immediately. It's definitely a Belgian white. It's got that weedy smell and a lot of spices like coriander and
I'm getting a lot of spice out of B. I'm just.
It's funny, you guys were saying that you take a whiff of A and you get a lot of Belgian yeast out of A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taste it. and see if you guys, because I know you guys are probably thinking you haven't pegged which one's craft, which one's not already.
No, I didn't even.
Going off of the smell, I mean,
doesn't taste like a white.
No,
it doesn't at all.
But it's funny because when I first smelled it, I got a big, you know, whiff of Belgian yeast on this and spices like coriander, like you said, Chris.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
The taste is not living up to that smell at all.
It doesn't lager? At all. I'm getting more of a lager flavor out of it.
Or Pilsner somewhere.
Pilsner. You know what? Pilsner would probably be the best way to describe it.
This is fun. I'm already having fun with this.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind on the Belgian white now because it does not taste like a Belgian white. It smelled like one right off the bat.
I'm wondering if B is even a Hef.
It does have that kind of weedy character to it.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't tasted B yet, so.
Yeah, are you guys having fun yet?
I'm having fun. How's your comfort level?
You know what? I can tell you right now, I'm not very comfortable.
Yeah, not very comfortable.
Not very comfortable, because I also am tasked with the challenge of spotting which one's the craft, and just off the initial sips, I don't know yet.
Have you gone to B yet?
I haven't.
I have.
I'm about to do it right now.
I'm just kind of having a very loose format here. Yeah.
Beer B smells like a wet dog. It doesn't smell appetizing at all.
Chris, you look puzzled.
There's not much on the taste. I mean, the initial taste was kind of off-putting a little bit, mm-hmm. and then the finish is just wheat.
There's a fruit in there. That I'm picking up. I can't place it though.
I can tell you right now, Steven, I'm not sure about you. Chris, I am absolutely sure about you. I can guarantee you, you've had both of these beers. I think I've seen you drink one of them. Maybe. I know for sure I've had these beers, both of them, a few times.
Yeah.
It is amazing what you think about a beer when you know the label.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because both of these beers right now, I'm drinking them, not knowing which one's which, going, God, it's not familiar with me. Like, I can't pick it out. And that's the fun part, I guess.
That's the purest way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, one of these I've had, I don't want to say recently, but within the last few months, and it was, to me, it was killer. But that's also because I knew who it was. Mm-hmm. And when you know who it is, you might think, oh, well, it's supposed to be killer. Look at the brewery that makes it.
The more I drink these beers, I'm starting to pull more synthetic sort of flavors out of A. B seems to be a little more natural tasting.
Really?
I was just going to say that. I did get an actual, I don't want to say an actual, but more of a natural flavor out of B.
Yeah.
B doesn't smell all that great to me. I'm not getting a lot of smell out of B, period, let alone, you know, wet dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting a lot of smell, but the flavor on the back end, I actually got a more natural flavor, not something synthetic, as you just said.
Right.
So I kind of know where I'm going with this, but I can tell you right now, I'm kind of disappointed with one of these is craft. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely verifiable.
I think I already have an idea.
Kind of disappointed in it, not knowing what it is. But that's why this is so fun.
But you do know. You already know what two beers you got in front of you.
I do. But to be fair, I don't know which one's A and which one's B.
You have a better idea than we do.
I absolutely do.
You're saying neither of these are impressing you, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not blown away by either one, to be honest.
No, but this is a very, I can tell you right now, and you guys can probably tell by looking at this and having had both of them now, this is not an overwhelming style. It's not like you're drinking a wood-aged fruit sour or something that's very polarizing.
We got to remember, these aren't supposed to be whales. These are just off-the-shelf.
Right.
Beers. Right. And not only that, it's not even just necessarily whales because of which brewery makes which. It's a very simple, classic style that people drink a shit ton of.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but also one of the other components to this judging is that one of these is made by one of the big three breweries and has, like everything else they make, a very negative reputation in the craft beer world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to set out and prove is that we are trying to be beer geeks at our very core and say, take the label out. Let's just judge just by the beer.
And these are the same style, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Well, absolutely.
I was just about to ask the same thing because they don't taste similar at all.
And with that being said, I already have a favorite and I know what I like.
Okay. Well,
whether it's craft or not, I don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing. The goal, basically what beer we like better is only a secondary goal.
Yeah.
The first goal and the primary objective is can you spot the craft?
Yeah, right. I think it's going to come back to what I was talking about earlier. I think I know which one is the craft by the flavors. And I wouldn't necessarily say that. And I think the A is the craft, or A is the macro right now, and I think B is craft.
That's
just because
mind.
Of the fact that B tastes more natural and it seems to have more natural flavors coming off of it. But I wouldn't necessarily say that B is my favorite beer.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. What's giving it away is the finishing flavors on A. To me, it almost finishes like a common. You know, I can't even say the style. I don't know what style this is. But it reminds me of macro beer, and I've had a lot of it.
Yeah. It almost seems to be trying to put too much flavor into it, you know, trying to overdo it for what it is.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It seems like what beer A is doing is it's putting all its flavor up front, hoping that it'll win you over.
Right.
But its true flavor comes out on the finish, and it's just meh.
I agree.
Okay, maybe it's because I know what two beers are here. I can say, I think, not definitively, but I think I can say that I know which one's which. So I'll let you guys.
I think Beer B is becoming more and more recognizable the more I drink it. I'm starting to think it's Orange Wheat from Hanger.
I wasn't going to say anything, but starting to think that too.
All right.
Well, I didn't want to be the only one.
Okay, so so not only are you saying that you said that was B beers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not guessing which one's the craft. You're just coming out and saying, this is the beer specifically.
I've had it a lot before, and
I had it recently. I don't. But then again, it was.
So you're tasting. You're actually tasting a significant amount of orange in that, or citrus.
I had never gotten a significant amount of orange out of Orange Wheat to begin with.
Really?
See, that's why I
get some. I mean, that's. I do.
I can taste it. I can taste like a fruit character coming through, and I think Steven was the very first one to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was.
I don't
taste a lot of fruit in here, though.
I don't get a lot. I get a lot more fruit out of B than I do A.
But yeah, I do get more out of B than A.
I think B is doing more for me
A
right
is
now
spice.
Than A is.
A has a more spicy profile. But that's the thing, though. That spice falls off, and then it just seems like a regular, it tastes like a pilsner.
These beers are supposed to be, or these beers are the same style, but
that's why I don't like A.
They don't taste like the same style at all. That's why it leads me to believe that A is a craft is the fact that it's trying to overcompensate, you know, trying to do too much with the style.
Possibility,
yeah, you know, that's a good angle of looking at it too.
Okay, so we've had a fair amount of these beers so far. Chris, you have a style and you have a specific beer named for Beer B.
Right.
So you obviously have an answer to you or what you think is what's craft.
Yeah, I have an idea. Oh, well, an idea in my head. I thought that B might be the Orange Wheat. I'm trying to think of a comparable macro for that, though, and I'm having a hard time.
What about you, Steven? Are you close to saying I know which one's craft, which one's not?
Honestly, no, because I'm drinking more A now, and I'm getting a lot of clove. And honestly, I'm trying to figure out how to judge what craft, and it's really hard.
When you remove the label and you just have the beer, it's a little tougher than most people might want to admit. I can definitely say that. And we might get tarred and feathered for this, but hey, you know, I don't really care. I've never cared in the past, and I can tell you right now, I don't care now.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and just turn your radio off.
this is a fun format, and this was born out of, you know, the tournaments and the flack that we got. I'm already having a lot of fun doing this, and I can tell you right now, more of these episodes will be forthcoming, and it's going to be inevitable that I think a macro beer wins.
Eventually.
I think it will happen eventually.
Yeah. If not today.
If it doesn't happen today, it very well could happen in the future.
You're going to have to tell us at least what the style is by the time we're done here.
Once I have your pick in terms of which letter definitively is craft, I'll tell you what the style is.
Let me get a couple more.
As long as you guys agree not to try to change your answer, I'm totally okay with
it. No.
Yeah, one of the things I like, that's why I like doing this, is because if I give you guys as little information as possible, you guys don't have the ability to input biases and perceptions. You literally are just judging smell and taste.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people claim they do. Most people, and I mean like 9 out of 10 people, are completely full of shit when they say they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I've even had close friends that have said, you know, they've looked at our tournament lineup just as recently as the last tournament. And they've said, oh, yeah, see, I'm not really – I think you guys are showing LA bias. Somebody actually said, I think you're showing LA bias. It's like, first of all, Hangar 24 is not in LA.
Yeah. It's not even in the same county.
Second of all,
throw that out, right?
Talk to Artie Marino about that one.
Yeah, we're not even talking about a huge geographic, you know, span of different breweries. Every beer in that tournament was from California.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for someone to say, oh, well, you're showing West Coast bias.
Well, it's a West Coast tournament.
It's a West Coast tournament. Of course we were.
Well, I have a decision. Both of these beers – well, you know, first of all, one of these beers, I drank it. It was good at first, and it slowly turned to something I didn't like. But now that I'm going back to it, it is good. And maybe it's just my palate adjusted to it. But there is one beer here that I drank, and it consistently was as good as it was, and that's the one I'm going to go with. I'm going to say B is Craft. Reasoning is real quick. But I don't want to. I like that one more. So that one's Craft. It's just, I don't know. There is this. I can't even describe what the flavor is. Other than saying it had this Pilsner, lagerish finish, and I did not like that because I don't think these are not lagers.
No, they're not.
These are definitely not lagers. So you know what? I'm going to say B is Craft.
I'll echo that. That statement, I'll just reiterate what I've said before. A tastes a little bit synthetic. B tastes a lot more natural to me, more natural ingredients. A seems like it's trying too hard. It seems like it's trying to push the style to the envelope that it doesn't need to be at. And beer B seems to just kind of take it in stride a little better.
To add to what you're saying, there's a flip side to that. I mean, that might be telling that A is the craft beer because there's a lot of craft beers out there that try to do something that they aren't.
True.
So I mean that's when you first brought that, I was like, oh, maybe A is craft, but you know what, I'm gonna go with B.
So okay, so I have you guys are both going with B. So do you guys have any final predictions on the style and what beers these are?
Well, I thought B was Hangar 24's orange wheat. So what are we, American wheat ale?
I'm pretty sure it's some sort of wheat.
I couldn't come up with a comparable macro though. Can you?
Okay, well, so you don't have a pick on which beer you think is, like, what beer it is. You just had, your pick is B's Craft.
I was thinking what he said, so I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
I was thinking A was Bloomin' or Shock Top.
Okay, well.
Just on the smell.
So I also think B is the Craft for a lot of the same reasons you guys do. Because it just tastes, like, it just tastes less fake to me.
Yeah.
But, you know what, like I said, I know which two beers these are, I just don't know which one's which. But I do think B is the Craft, so. Either we're all right or we're all wrong.
Right.
Before we do the reveal, so we have a unanimous pick in terms of if we spot the craft, we all three of us think it's B.
Right.
The style is Belgian White.
Oh, wow.
So you were right.
Okay.
You were
okay,
right.
Now I'm certain that A is Shock Top or Blue Moon. Certain.
Okay. Yeah, this is Belgian White. Both of these are Belgian Whites.
I couldn't tell you what B is. It tastes good, but it's obviously not Hangar.
It's obviously not Hangar. I can tell you this. The brewery that made it is not far from Hangar. So before you guess.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
Okay. So, all right. Gotcha. We're ready for the reveal. Which one is A? Which one's B? Producer Miss Stephanie, show us.
A's Shock Top, B's Ritual. Oh, the other way around.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So that answers that question. Today on today's episode of Beer Geek Radio, we couldn't spot the craft. Now you know why I think these are fun.
That's insane. I wasn't really digging A.
Basically hogwash. Hogwash. And you know what's funny? Right before I gave my answer, first of all, screw the both of you. Because why?
Why?
Well, right before I gave my answer, I was going through and going, man, you know, one of the things I've always enjoyed about Blue Moon is it's a macro beer and it should suck, but I do get a really nice wheat presence out of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, the two of these guys can't both be wrong.
No, we can.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay, so A is Ritual Brewing's Wits End, and B is Blue Moon.
Well, you know what? I'm not, and you know
what's funny? Just think about this episode as it's transpired.
Yeah.
We were, when we thought A was not craft, we were saying that A tasted artificial and fake and pilsnery and like a macro wood. And it turns out that Blue Moon tasted more natural.
Yeah.
We got better wheat flavor out of it. and it just so happens that it might not be that
well,
bad
I think
of a beer.
Blue Moon is, well, no, is made that's, that, with there's wheat, no shame. And I think the Rituals is actually a more traditional style, and they might even be Pilsner-based.
I'm not ashamed because I've never said Blue Moon was a bad beer. I've bought Blue Moon.
A lot of people do, and it's one of those things, like, I've always been hesitant to buy Blue Moon because, not because it's a bad beer, but it supports big breweries.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
my thing. I'm like, I don't want to buy a Blue Moon because it supports big breweries. It's not a bad beer, and not only that, but one of the best winter seasonal beers I've ever had in my entire life is made by Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah.
And I will take that all the way down the line.
Yeah.
But, man, we
sucks you have to buy in a 12-pack.
We couldn't spot the craft in it.
Yeah, wow.
Holy crap.
Blue Moon won that one.
It didn't win. I mean, it just
it pulled the sheet over our, you know.
Wow. No, not really. I mean, because we weren't picking our favorite here. We were just trying to figure out which one is craft and which one was macro.
I liked it more than Rituals.
I don't know. I wasn't overwhelmed by either one of them.
No, I wasn't either. I did enjoy both of them. I could drink a very large amount of both. But yeah, I'm absolutely surprised at
how Blue Moon.
Well they tasted when you let's not pull any punches here. We tasted artificial fake out of Rituals.
Well,
and that's shocking.
So, someone trying too hard. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
right. That
maybe
was what
are.
Was
well, who's to say that it isn't artificial flavors?
But that's a point that was said many times is that they was trying too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that we thought did it more naturally was Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why we do this. We're beer geeks to our absolute core, ladies and gentlemen.
To put to Rituals' credit, I did get a lot more flavor out of it. good flavor, but I did get it was a more flavorful beer.
Well, we also got a lot more smell out of it as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember saying about B, I didn't get
it
a lot of
spicy.
Smell out of it. Period. Chris said he got wet dog smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just in this particular.
Oh, I would have picked A on the smell. On
oh, yeah, yeah. The
oh,
smell
absolutely.
On A was way better.
The smell on A was absolutely better. I couldn't pick which one I liked better flavor-wise, mm-hmm. but I think it's funny we all missed when it came to picking craft. So it just goes to show that sometimes, in some occasions, the only difference between craft and macro is the number of barrels they brew per year.
And you know what?
Sometimes.
For the people listening out there that are up in arms about this, like, oh, you don't know, yeah, blah, 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 rabble, rabble, rabble. Hey, we do have an extra microphone here, and we are more than willing to have you on the show.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
So, you know, just, you know, I mean, if you're listening to us, you know we're on Facebook. Just
and you know
send
we
us
ain't
a message.
Shy. We ain't shy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, come on out. Well, we'll crack open a bottle beforehand. We'll, you know, share some laughs and then get down to business. And you might end up with a shoe in your mouth leaving this place.
Hopefully, it's a soft and tasty shoe.
Well, I don't mean violently kicking you, unless you're into that sort of thing.
But,
so.
Well, honestly, I didn't imagine this first segment of Can You Spot the Craft going this way. It did, though. And
yeah, it did.
You know what? I will humbly bow out and say that in this particular occasion, we unanimously could not spot the craft. So.
Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe it goes back to our perceptions of what we think macro does and what we think craft does.
Yeah, and that's and you can take from that what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's everybody listening out there can do the same. So we'll see you guys next week. We've got a fun sound off episode for you guys. And for more information on upcoming events and episodes and just about any other kind of information you could possibly want, you can find us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. You can track our alcoholism on Untappd. We are Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is Steven.
And this is a very humbled Chris.
Yeah, we're all very humbled at this table.
Cheers, people.